Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. This is my 95th podcast. I never dreamed it'd be getting this far, especially lately, between being sick and the seasonal October to January dread I suffer every year. Now, some of you, it may not smack y'all. Y'all may get revved up this time of the year. Me? No. I pick up on all this crazy-ass dread that's out there. And it's misery to go shopping in my neck of the woods between October and January. And a lot of it is this corporate BS on materialism. They literally just suck the life out of what should be some of the most fun of the year. You got the October celebrations of the Wheel of the Year. You've got the thinning of the veil. You've got Halloween for those who like to dress up and scare away all the real monsters, or let the monsters out to roam beside you, however it is you walk. Then you have the Day of the Dead in November, and then you have End of Harvest, which coincides with that same end of October, beginning of November, where traditionally any food grown items in your garden you left out there for nature to reclaim for next year's planting. You just don't keep picking year round, you deplete everything. That's what traditionally that was the belief system. But it's the business side of ruining a perfectly awesome autumn time, an entry into winter, the food celebrations in November, the traditional gift giving in December, as you know, basically, I've had too much cold weather, been sitting around making stuff. I want to share it with everybody, because I'm grateful you are still breathing. Attach whatever religious philosophy you feel like to that. I'm not stepping in that one. And then you come into January, where it's the world is waking up. You have the winter solstice, plus a myriad of other religious holidays. Winter solstice is a scientific. You know, we are at the furthest away from the sun, explaining why North America is frozen and below the equator is enjoying shorts and summer, because it's their summer solstice. So, yeah, it's this time of year that business, corporate business, just fouls it up for me. And it makes me a cranky camper, let me tell you. Now, with that said, corporate, where I work, oh, they've been pushing sales. Holy macaroni. So, during one sale in the last few weeks, I picked up a new yarn that has been put out. And I was, honestly, I'm quite fascinated to see what's going to turn out. But that's my project today. Told y'all I didn't know last week. But Patton's has a new line out called Metallic. I say it's new. It's new to my store. So, it was on sale, and I get a discount on top of sale prices. Figured it was as good a time as any to pick up some. But this color is called pewter. So it's real, it's like a dark gray silver. It's beautiful and so soft. It is almost as soft as a lot of alpacas or bamboo yarns. Very, very nice, gentle hand to it. That's just touching it. But it's 63% nylon, 28% acrylic, and 9% wool. But the skein comes in at 85 grams or 3 ounces. I like it. It's so soft. I mean, it's one of those things that you could just rub it up next to a baby and a baby would love it. Let's see. Swatching is a size 8 needle, 5 millimeter, 20 stitches and 26 rows to give that 4x4 inch swatch. Well, I'm not doing the swatch. What I am going to do is kind of like a on-the-fly cowl scarf thing. But I'm breaking out some old wood ones, some wood needles. Yeah, they're my Brittany's. The pale wood Brittany's, size 17s. Yes, it's going to be a lacy kind of cowl in this metallic. It'll be beautiful for the holiday seasons that I just, anyway. That's 12 millimeter knitting needles. So I'm like, okay, I decided that would be my project today. Now, because I have almost, no, I did. I doubled the size of the swatch needle. I'm still going to use 20 stitches. Pop the sleeve here. Get it out of its wrapper. Set it in my trusty little Starlight, because that's how my projects travel around here. Hey, when you have kitty cats in the house, or any other small, adventurous, helpful creatures, there are just certain things you kind of just do. Oh, and just a warning, well, not a warning, but y'all remember back at the first of this calendar year, I had commented on, you know, the mason jar with the finished projects thing. Guess what I failed to do? Whoopsie. Yeah. My days and evenings and weeks suddenly jumped by, and then there was, it ain't done, and it was too late in the year to bother. So I am a terrible, terrible team leader in this effort. I was going to do it and then see how many I got done, and I ain't done none of it. I mean, I did accomplish things, but probably not enough things. Okay, I'm doing a long tail cast on for these 20. So while I'm casting on, I'm going to run my mouth. So today, I actually have a knitting class today to teach. And then I go from my knitting class at 2 o'clock straight into, I clock out as a teacher. I'm going to take a few minutes, and then I'll clock back in as salesperson on the floor in the same store. But yes, I have two ladies signed up. They did the buddy system. Our store was doing a promotion at our last education open house. It was half off, which is quintessentially buy one, get one. Which, that's how I was selling it up to people. Hey, it's BOGO. Do the buddy system. Cost you half as much. Well, we actually did get a couple of ladies, friends. They signed up to take the class together. Because with me, it's always a goof. You know, you laugh at what you do because if you get uptight, you know how it is. You cast on when you're uptight. Those stitches are just too demon to deal with. And of course, today I'm drinking. It's that time of the year. Dandelion root tea. Oh, it's so good. Sorry for that intrusion of the teacup, but I kind of needed that. Okay, let's see where I'm at. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 24. Let's see. What kind of pattern am I going to do on this one? Do I want to do, let's see, 24... Well, I could do a seed stitch, could do a moss stitch, because I want to keep it simple, because it's going to be kind of big and lacy. I could do a rib knit. I could do, drop back to 23. I like prime numbers. I could do 23, and then do even number, you know, a seed stitch, and then that way it should offset it by one and give it a spiral look. That's a possibility. Gotta think. Thinking done. I did actually put it on pause so I could get, you know, a game plan going. I decided I'm gonna keep the 24 that I put on here. And then I'm going to do two knit, two purl, two knit, two purl. Flip it over and do the opposite. At least initially, that's what I'm thinking. Now, I may get going on this right here and find, ew, I don't like that. How many of y'all do that? Seriously. You get started, you got a game plan, and then suddenly... no more game plan. It just went all to hoozles. Yeah, that happens to the best of us, to kind of all of us. Okay, now to see if I can do this without bumping my keyboard all the time. So, okay, like I said earlier, while I'm getting this first row started, 24 stitches, size 17s, 2 knit, 2 purl, 2 knit, 2 purl, bloody, bloody, bloody. So, who else has that dread feeling? Okay, there we go. It's a case of funny here because it's like, okay, start running mouth, forget what I'm doing. How many of you are teaching your kids to knit? I taught mine when they were little. Only my daughter still does it on occasion, but more of a case of complete and utter power loss, boredom, sort of knitting. Yeah, one of those. I have several people at work that keep saying, oh, I wish I could knit. I'm like, it's very addictive if you ever get started. Oh, well, I do the crocheting and stuff. You should try knitting. I don't know if I can handle those two needles. I teach knitting. You should handle that. And it's lots of not sure, distrust, and whatever. So this morning I was going ahead and putting on my, what I was going to wear to teach my class in. Because it's actually kind of chilly this morning. It's like 48 or 50 degrees, which for South Georgia, that's pleasant nippy weather. So I got to break out a nice simple sweater vest that I love to wear. And yes, I have goofed this up because doing the 2x2x2 ended up with 3 on the end, and 2x2x2 should have left me with 2. Okay. Well, I'm going to time to frog, because undoubtedly my mouth, I need something less focused. So, yeah, let's go with the other word that means so. I think with this, I'll just do a simple stockinette. That way I can run my mouth. Like I said, this is this yarn is classed as a size 4. And so with the 17 needles, stitch obviousness is lost. But as I was saying, putting on my sweater vest this morning, I got to looking at the design of it. Yes, it is a store-bought one from, I'm not even going to feign an answer when the last time, when I bought it. It's been quite a many year. It's solid black. It doesn't go out of style. So I get to looking at it, and I'm like, you know, I could have fun designing a gypsy-esque basic sweater vest. But I want to do it module style so that others can learn to do it, but have fun with it. Yes, I like scrappy ideas, or just, I don't know. I want to have fun with it, especially when I'm experimenting. So, the shoulder on this sweater vest is like 3 or 4 inches. And then across the collarbone area is, oh, maybe 8 inches. And it's sleeveless, so that's going to give you 4 to 6 inches underneath the arms going down, and all of this goes down to the waist. Very, very simple and basic. And so I got looking at going, hey, that can make a fun project. So now I've got these calculations scribbled on this little shred of paper at my desk, where there are way too many shreds of paper, if you know what I'm saying. Had to have another swig of tea. Okay, I have recast my stitches again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22. Okay, let's put the 24 on here, so that's 1, 2 more. Okay, I'm back to where I started. Again, I know, I am such a goof some days. And that's the only way I keep my sanity. It's, like I said, it's something about this time of the year. It's this impending, weird, energy-draining blasé-ness that just makes me freaking nutty. So, I keep harping on it. I do apologize. So, let's talk about something less blasé. Last week, I promised I would tell you about my Halloween costume. Because at work, corporate gave us permission that all employees that work weekend shifts could dress in costume through October 31st. including costume wear, on the 31st, which this year is a Friday. So last Saturday, I actually wore the costume I started working on, which part of it went completely, just didn't work because, well, not all shades of black are black. Yeah, you'd think, but no. So what I did was I ended up considering myself a steampunk style witch. And I'm having to rework the hat because we have these little 4-inch felt witch's hats at work. And I had bought one, put a little hair clip underneath it, and then decked it out with black and orange tulle, some black and white ribbon, and then this totally retro orange round button to feign a pumpkin. And I clipped that in my hair because I wore a ponytail. Because, well, long hair, yes, I have long brown hair. Well, it's like 4 inches past my shoulders. Tends to get in the way or get you very bothered. It gets hot. So, anyhow, that was my hat. I made these bloomers. We have these, because as y'all know, I do sewing. We have this orange and black stripe fabric at work. It's, the stripes are 1/4 inch, 3/8 of an inch wide. So I made a pair of, knee knickers out of this orange and black. And then, we have this black with orange polka dot that I put on the outside of the breeches for a casing and left a opening. And I put that about 2 inches above the bottom of the knickers. And then I ran a black ribbon through that and I tied this real pretty black satin bow right over my knees. So that was my knickers. I made this simple black skirt and then I bustled it on the front side so that my knickers showed. Yeah, I know, right? Super cute. Super easy too, by the way. And then the sweater top I wanted to wear didn't match. So just out of the blue, I crafted a boxy over the head black tunic shirt out of the same fabric the skirt was made from and put it over this other shiny kind of sweater vest that worked, but I wasn't sure if I could get by with it. Anyway, scraps from the knickers, I made a little apron pouch because our handhelds at work, we have to tote those around and the costume has to work with your duties. I needed a pouch. So it looks like an apron on top of the skirt, but it's actually a pouch that I could put my handheld in it. And it's dolled up just like, oh, and the base of the knickers has this really wide black elegant lace, heavy lace that hangs from it. Yeah, all this stuff was on sale, by the way. It didn't cost arm and leg to make this. So that, and I made these boot toppers out of some double knit fabric and then put some of the black with orange dot, gathered it up so that I could wear these knee boots I have, black knee boots. I ended up looking more like a funky pirate witch. So I ended up shedding the makeshift black shirt I made to what just so that it was my my vest top, black vest top underneath, which made it so much cooler because it was so hot in the store last Saturday. The whole theme and the hat, I kept the hat, But I let my hair down and refixed it and then tucked the hat kind of cocked sideways. So I had this truly funky feel going on. I had a couple of employees who just adored it. A couple of customers that just, oh, they fell in love with it. One little boy just could not stop looking at me. He's like 4 or 5 years old. Thought it was the coolest costume. So this week I'm wearing the modified version of it, which is to go with the sweater vest. But I think I may make a faux short corset waist buckle. And I'm going to trade in the witch's hat for our miniature 4-inch black top hats. I'm going to deck it out. And I'm going to wear it instead. And I'm going to be a steampunk witch. So that's what I'm going to do for Saturday. Instead of the other one that I wore. So it will still be fun. It will be a little bit more comfortable. And I made the mistake of wearing these pantyhose that I thought I could deal with them, but oh my gosh, they make it way too hot. They're more footless leggings. Yeah, bad choice. Really bad choice. So that's where I am with that. And then when I went into work on Sunday, I had to work Sunday morning, so I had to open, and my store manager was opening. And he was like, "Where's your costume? That was so cool." He had never mentioned how cool it was when he saw me the day before, other than, "It's cute." He was just at the end of a long day. He said he's still trying to figure out what he wants to wear. So, okay, all that prattling on, and I just did get one row in. I tell you, folks, I start talking with my hands. The knitting quits when I get to rambling on. And look at here. My time is up. Well, I just had to tell you about my costume because it's fun. You know, you have to pull in the fun because all of this crazy dread going on. I do not like all these dreadfuls that people like to do. They just make me squirrely. Telling you. Okay. Now, that's all that's said and done. That made for a quick episode. I got to talk about everything I wanted to talk about. I made me a list this week to make sure I talked about everything I honestly wanted to talk about. I actually had to write it down and keep glancing down to make sure. Don't forget to talk about this. Don't forget to talk about that. So my list had to talk about my new yarn, which I was working with. I'm going to keep working on it. My new idea about doing the whole vest pattern, I still got some numbers to work out, some yarns to pick out. Then I'll let y'all know where we're going with that one. Told y'all about my Halloween costume, and the manager I worked with this Saturday, she wasn't the same as last Saturday. She told me that I had to rewear that specific costume because she did not get to see me. And undoubtedly, it got talked up a good bit. So I will be rewearing, but changing up the hats and stuff. And then, you know, asking y'all about this seasonal dread. Do y'all have seasonal dread, or do you actually feel happier during this right here? You don't pick up on the dread. But, guys, that's my time. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. It was number 95. We just got 5 more to the 100, and I still have no idea what I want to do for the 100. I may just let it slide through. You know, 100's not a prime number, but 101, pretty sure that one is. Anyway, anywho, anyhow, it's time for me to get out of here, guys. If you were sick, please, please get better soon. I don't like the thought of y'all being sick. If y'all are well, share it. Share the wellness. Share the happiness. Smile. Help others feel better. If you're cold, warm up. If you're cool, if you're hot, cool off. And if you're just right kind of fall, spring coolness going on, enjoy it while it lasts. My website is www.revlee.me, revlea.me. You can find me on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook. Check out my About page on my website. And then you can pop around the web and pick up on me and see where else I'm at. But for this week, that kind of ties us in a null knot, don't it? I know, crazy, right? Until next week, guys. Y'all take care. Bye, y'all.